This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, I almost feel guilty doing this because I feel like we're being baited to talk about this. But we're going to talk about it. And we're going to talk about it because I think some people believe this. But anytime I read a column by Carlos Menares, who, writer, Free Press, fills a role. He definitely sees the world through a different prism. And that's fine. I mean, but he wrote about Aaron Rodgers ripping the Green Bay Packers. And I'm going to read some of this in part. This is from a Detroit Free Press column today because it pertains to our guy. It talks about Matthew Stafford. But he writes, Rodgers called out some of his young receivers, blank poor play Tuesday. It's fair to wonder whether Lions fans also want to see the normally easygoing Stafford mimic some of Rodgers' fiery attitude. Rodgers' disgust was evident during Tuesday's practice. While running the scout team offense, which gets its plays diagrammed on a card in the huddle, Rodgers saw all his receivers out of position yet again. In frustration, he threw a pass towards a tackling dummy on the sideline, a less than subtle metaphor. It was one of the worst card sessions we've had, Rodgers told reporters. I don't know how you can make it any simpler. You literally have what the play would be in our terminology on the card, and the effort level was very low. Rodgers praised three specific receivers, but otherwise said it wasn't a good start for the young scout team receivers 2 days before the Packers exhibition opened against the Titans. Everybody else, he said, was kind of blank poor. Then Menares goes on to write, I don't remember Stafford ever publicly calling out a group of players or one specific player, even Titus Young during his struggles. Should Stafford be openly tougher on his teammates? Does he lack a competitive fire that drives players like Rodgers and New England Patriots Tom Brady, who is even more emotional than Rodgers? It isn't always fair to compare athletes even at the same position. The same temperament doesn't work for two different people. A little more fire from Stafford would be a good thing, but there's an obvious problem. He has enough standing on the team to speak. But there's an obvious problem. He has enough standing on the team to speak publicly when necessary. On the balance, Stafford has it right. He tries to stay above criticism leveled at him and doesn't publicly snipe at teammates who aren't performing at a high level. But a little more fire wouldn't hurt. So, look, again, I don't want to get carried away with the source because I know people can just be dismissive of everything Menares writes if you're tuned that way. But I do think some listeners, John, probably agree with that. And you played with Matthew Stafford, so you can provide some perspective.
I did, and so I played with him when he was obviously his first 2 years in the NFL. So he was young. And the one thing that I wanted to see from him, and it doesn't have to be coming out and speaking publicly about guys and was that he needed to be more of a leader. And it's tough as a rookie, being in the huddle with guys. You look around, you got 8, 9, 10, 12-year vets. Mm-hmm. But at that position, you have to have an inherent ability of characteristic to be a leader. And that's the one thing I thought that he needed to improve upon at that point. And if you're going to pay a guy over the course of his career hundreds of millions of dollars, you need that out of that position. And I also think when you look at other guys that they've paid a lot of money to, you have to have leadership qualities from that position. You can't just accept that money and go do your job, and you have to step up and do more.
Okay, well, then let me ask the same criteria. Did the same apply to a guy who was paid a ton of money, Calvin Johnson? Did the same apply to Barry Sanders? Because these guys weren't fiery public
But it doesn't have to happen in the public eye.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers did that publicly. I'm betting that Aaron Rodgers did that on the sideline first, saw no improvement. And there's two things that Aaron did there. One, he called out the guys that needed to be better publicly. Mm-hmm. Those guys are publicly shamed and have to step up and do more. He also called out three guys publicly that did well and name those guys by name. And so in doing that, okay, all of a sudden now, if you're one of the guys that did well, you're thinking pretty good about yourself. Hey, my quarterback likes me. I got to keep doing what I was doing and do it more and do it better. If I'm one of the guys that he called out as being on the scout team, you know, fans are educated enough. We all know who that is. I have to go out there and perform better. There's a lot of public pressure on me to do something better. It doesn't have to be done through the media. It can be done in the locker room, and there's a lot of different ways to do that, but it has to be done in some form or another. And I'm just and I haven't been with Matt over the last 7 years,
mm-hmm.
but when you have a team that is on the cusp or close, you need a leader at that position to take you over the top. And I don't know that Matt's that guy.
Okay. Now, to be fair, you're saying he could be more of that guy than when you knew him well.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. He very well could be. I haven't been in the locker room. I haven't done those things, or I haven't been in those situations with him. I just don't know, when you look at a team where you have penalties that are an issue, or you have guys that maybe aren't playing that could be playing, you know, an injury deal. You got to have leadership at that position to get those guys on the field to say, hey, I'm going out there. I'm playing injured. I'm playing hurt. After the first day, nobody's going to be 100%. You got to get those guys some way out there. And that all comes from your leaders on the team. And a quarterback making that much money has to be one of those guys.
It sounds to me like you're more agreeing than disagreeing with Menares.
Yeah, there's no question.
Okay. 248-539-9797. Ticket text 97136. I got to tell you, there's something with this story that I think there is some truth, maybe not truth to it. I think there's a part of this that I'm almost sure that most Detroit Lion fans would agree with. And again, you know, as we do, you can win with different styles in terms of personalities, but is this a valid criticism of Matthew Stafford, that what Aaron Rodgers did, ripping his teammates publicly after a practice yesterday, is something we just haven't heard Stafford do. 248-539-9797. Is it basically a club he needs to put in his bag? Is it something that he needs to bring to the table and show he can do? Or would it ring as, by the way, kind of fake, because Stafford is who he is, and if he did it now, people would be like, that's not who you are.
Well, I mean, I think anybody comes out now and says something publicly, they're going to be labeled as, hey, you're just doing what Aaron Rodgers did.
Well, and
but you have to be who you are. And if it's not Matt to come out and publicly do it, he has to do it, but you'll hear it from when guys are interviewed. All right, you know, Matt did this, or he's holding us to this standard.
You're saying do it. You can see he can still do it. Just do it privately if that's his thing. But he has to do it.
Yeah, I was always a captain and a leader on a team. I don't know that I would have ever come out publicly and called guys out in the media, but you can bet your bottom dollar I would do it in a heartbeat, face to face, man to man, in the locker room, on the practice field. And that's where it's really most important. You don't have to do it publicly. There's a lot of different ways to lead, a lot of different ways to motivate guys. I just don't, when you talk to, or when you hear other guys talk about whether it's Calvin or Matt, you don't hear them saying he's holding us to a higher standard, or he's holding us to some certain standard.
Doug Harsh, John Jansen in for Gator today, talking about the Carlos Menares story. Just saying, hey, look, what Aaron Rodgers did, he ripped his guys publicly. We've seen Tom Brady, heard Tom Brady do it. Has Stafford ever done this? Would he do it? Does he need to do it? Does his lack of public fire and brimstone mean he lacks the necessary competitiveness to win at a level that Aaron Rodgers and Brady does? You can't be fake. You have to be who you are. But in the case of Matthew Stafford, you know, I think this is one of the things that honestly bothers people about him. And I'll tell you why, John. I don't doubt for one second that some Detroiters would like to see the following. Someone on the Lions who can do something about it to feel exactly the way the fans do, to show the frustration that the fans show. Someone express their frustrations that sounds like the fans, but that guy can do something about it. You know what I mean? And that might just be all for public perception, which I'm sure you're going to just completely
destroy.
Yes, you're not going. You're going to say, "Who cares?" But I'm saying I think it would play well with a big segment of Detroit Lions fans if they heard a guy come out and say what they feel.
Well, then we're in a position then when a guy does that to say, well, he's only saying what the fans feel, and it's not necessarily – it's not the right thing.
It's not useful for the football team.
Yeah, it's not right for the football team. And, you know, there is a fine line, and leaders – good leaders always find a way to walk that line of being able to motivate their guys, you know, and I've always been of the mindset that you got to lead by example. And you got to do all the things that you're supposed to do right, or at least with great effort, and trying to correct mistakes. And I think Matt has done that. You can't look at what he's done on the field and say there's really anything wrong with it. I mean, am I wrong in that?
Well, I mean, some people complain about his play, but I haven't seen anything that lacks professionalism.
Right. Now it comes to practice. And how do you practice? How do you motivate guys to get the most out of them at practice so that they're doing it right there, and then it transfers over to game time? Because there is a point in every season, in every training camp, where guys are tired, they're sore, they don't want to go out there. But you have to have leaders, not just at the quarterback position, but at every position, that motivates those guys to go out there and perform well. But you have to have, and I've always been a proponent of, especially in the game of football, you have to have captains. You have to have guys, leaders on the team that young guys, other guys look to, that set the standard. And whether it's just showing by example or verbalizing it, I think when you have a certain contract, you have to be able to verbalize that as much as you have to be able to show it.
All right, 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Dave in Ferndale. Hi, Dave.
Guys, I'm real passionate about this topic. It's interesting. So bear with me, and I'll go quickly. The Lions haven't won, not because of Stafford or he's not fiery enough. I mean, we saw last year in a game near the end where he was yelling at Marvin Jones for not getting out of bounds. I want to see that passion during the game, not at a press conference. He's shown that at times when he's needed to. But if you take a look at why teams are winning, like New England and last year Philadelphia didn't win last year because their quarterback was fiery and going in public. They won because they had great talent. The Lions have not had great talent from top to bottom in our lifetimes, right? I mean, there are times where they're better than others, but that's why they're not winning. It's not because of Matt Stafford not being fiery. You know, they've had horrible ownership for a lot of years. The regime up until I think this current one has been lacking. I mean, the draft picks have been horrible for agents. So when they're not successful, it's easy to just say, well, let's look at the quarterback, that one position, what he has or hasn't done, and then now we want him to be something that he's really not. As you said, you got to be yourself. He's shown that fire during games. I mean, the Cleveland game, and it's early on when he came back after being hurt, he's shown the toughness, everything you want in a quarterback. I don't want him to be anything other than what he is. They need to put a team around him. I think they're definitely in the right direction. That's why they haven't won.
Dave, do you think that New England over the last 10 to 12 years has been the most talented team in the NFL?
No, they have not.
Then what separates them from everybody else?
Well, you have Tom Brady, obviously one of the best of all times. A coach that's probably one of the best of all times. It probably is, right? I think a whole system in place where they figured out we don't need to have a ton of superstars. We can be really good by being great at quarterback and being really good surrounding him offensively and defensively and special teams, and they're sound fundamentally. That's why they're winning. Philadelphia won last year because they have a great talent base. The Lions, you can't say, have been competitive from a talent standpoint to those last year's Philadelphia, New England stretch and all the top teams. They just haven't.
But one of the things that Tom has been able to do in New England is make those around him better. And I know that he's a very good player, maybe the greatest of all time, but there's a leadership aspect into making those guys perform at a level that they haven't performed at before.
I would say that if I take a look at the GMs of, again, excluding current, you take a look at ownership, maybe instead of you know, now that Mrs. Ford's taken over. They have not had the system in place from top to bottom to put him around a bunch of people organization-wise to have that success. So, you know, we can maybe agree to disagree. I think he's shown plenty of fire, especially during the games. I just think they don't have enough. They haven't had enough talent.
But Dave,
that's why they haven't won.
I think you're more right than wrong, to be honest with you. I think you've hit some really, really good points. 248-539-9797. David in Rochester is next. Hi, David.
Good morning, gents. Love the comments. Couple of things. There's two basic principles in leadership in any organization. The first, your colleague touched on, is set the example. The second is know yourself and seek self-improvement. Stafford's been a great leader, and the previous caller mentioned that surrounding yourself with great talent is really a key. You can debate whether the Patriots, you know, have the best team ever or not, but one thing has been key to their success, in that Brady does not get hit as often as other quarterbacks, and their defense managed to get to other quarterbacks. So if you put Matt Stafford on the Patriots or the Packers or the Steelers or any other great organization, he would take you to a Super Bowl. And what's also nice about Matt Stafford is, in my opinion, he hasn't been influenced by the money he makes. I've got a theory on money in athletes and people in business, and that money doesn't change people. It just intensifies their personality. So if you're a good person, you're going to be a great person. And if you're not such a good person, well, you know how you end up, because money in that case will really make you awful. So he's a great leader. He's poised. Look at the number of games that he's come back from. That's leadership under duress in an atmosphere where people are literally trying to take your head off. And then finally, there was a play that he managed to come back from after he was injured, laid down on the sideline, and then scored a touchdown. It was either a separated shoulder. Most people would have sat out. That's great leadership. So he's a fine young man. The Lions are a great organization. Many of us are still waiting 50-plus years for them to win a Super Bowl or national championship. But I think they're on the right track, especially with the GM and head coach that are really football guys.
David, thank you. Some feedback to the Carson Anderson inbox. Stafford is the weak link. If anything, his players should call him out.
I don't know about that.
I mean, honestly, most people would argue Stafford's their best player.
Yeah. I'm not saying he's not either. I want more from him.
Was Nick Lidstrom a bad leader? He's not a fire and brimstone guy. He was considered a great leader. And how do we know that Stafford hasn't been doing some of this behind the scenes? That's from Andrew. We don't. And I think that's important to acknowledge that, and I think we have, yeah, is that you don't always have to do it through the media. Aaron Rodgers chose to, and Aaron Rodgers did, and we know that Tom Brady has, but is it a card that Matthew Stafford needs to play? Is it something he needs to do?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.